feel like you guys maybe can tighten up a little bit before we play them again tomorrow?
Well, I thought weren't really good at breaking out of our end. I thought they did a good job forechecking us today. The one thing that Carolina does is they can skate and they try to pressure you and put you in small areas. And they did that. And so everything has to be crisp. Everything has to be, you know, you have to make sure that you stay underneath the puck. So keep it in front of you all the time. And they got really good sticks and they got good structure and they work hard. So you've got to battle. You got to win your inches. You've got to execute at a high pace. And, you know, look at the goals today. I mean, shorthanded goal, you know, delay of penalty goal and an empty net goal. So a little bit we did to ourselves, you know, and we got the one goal off the faceoff. So, you know, we're going to have to tighten up a few areas. I thought they were just a little more desperate in the battle. I thought they... you know, and then the special teams, they got the shorthanded goal for them, and we weren't good. We need more from everybody, I think.
You should play Have Been Whistled Dead
My reaction to that, you know, I just watched it a few times, and that's a tough one. I'm going to ask the referees because I didn't get an explanation. I didn't think we had control, but the puck's up in the air. And if Brooks, you know, plays it, you know, he hit it. And if it goes out into the stands, it means that he had control and we would have another penalty. So that one's tough because it's in the air.
Right.
And the rule can't sort of go both ways. So technically that would be control. It just doesn't look like control. Yeah, he hit it and I think it went off back of shin pads. Then run right over to, I think it was Rask that scored the goal. So that one is, I'm going to ask that question. I don't have an answer for you because obviously we would have got another penalty if Brooks would have hit it and went up in the stands. So you can't go and say, well, we didn't have control of it. So that one might go for the question. It might be a question to the league right now.
And well, the Lions, if it wasn't called correctly, you wouldn't have to be at least one, probably two assists on that goal. It can't be an unassisted goal and that call be right.
Yeah, you're right. So you got me on that one.
What happened with Andre Burakovsky?
He just ill. We have some sickness going through right now. He won't be making the trip. He came in and he was scheduled to play. And he got here and... he just started getting sick, so.
Barry, what's been key to Lars Eller's recent offensive surge?
I just think he's playing hard. I mean, he's playing hard and heavy. It's hard to get the puck from him. He's skating. He's hanging on to it. He's winning his battles, and he's playing a determined game, and we need more. We need a little more of that from everybody if we're going to have any success tomorrow.
Is some of that also having Oshie on that line, maybe?
Yeah, I think you know, Osh is a guy that has moved down. I shouldn't say moved down because Lars is playing so well. That I thought that was one of our best lines today. They got some things done offensively. They had zone time. I didn't have any problem putting them out defensively. I thought they were real strong. So. I think they have a little bit of chemistry. I think Osh has added a dimension to that line that because Lars has a lot of puck possession ability, same with Osh, I think they can play a little bit of a two-man game, and Connor's a little bit of a sniper on there, and he can make plays as well. So we'll see if we go with it, but they were one of our better lines. I thought they might have, you know, moved to the forefront based on their game.
Did guys on the bench know that you can't throw your stick to a teammate? Or?
I want to say that I'm pretty sure that they do. And obviously, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, I guess this would be my answer to that. So.
All right, thank you.